WTAW.
Well, what do you expect? The headphones cost $6. I mean, wouldn't they... Judge, is your audio okay?
It's working beautiful.
Then that's all that matters. That's all that matters. That's Jay Sokol here from the city of...
You saying Jay doesn't count?
Jay's fine.
That's pretty much what he's saying.
he's not...
On behalf of the show of our Pokey Little Radio program, I'm sorry he's being mean to you, Jay.
That's all right. Jay Sokol is one of the great lines. I don't know if I still have that here. I mean, let's see.
Yeah, you should be nice to Jay. He told me happy birthday.
That's right.
Yeah. Did he? Time now for a Jay Sokol field 22 in the city of
college. When I visited the city
hall.
Hang on. Okay. By the way, Jay Sokol wearing his I'm from a friendly city shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
It says hello in many different languages.
Scott, it says howdy.
But Guten Tag is not howdy.
How do you know that?
Okay.
How do you know the Konnichiwa is not?
See, he's already being testy, okay? He's already being testy.
All right,
here we go. Yeah. So how many of those did you get made up?
I think about 100. Yeah. CC Creations.
So you got some extras, do you?
Wow.
Special
edition. Have an extra.
I didn't say I wanted one.
Right. I didn't say I was giving you one.
I feel the love in the room.
Yeah.
And that's here forever, okay? That is just a click away. So we've got that forever, Mr. I'm from a friendly city. Anyway, so what brings you here this morning?
I brought the friendly municipal court. The judge we keep around.
It's easy for you to say.
Put that in your computer forever.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway,
there you go. It's Blaine here this morning. Ed, how are you today?
I'm doing great.
Wonderful. Now, you were just telling me that you were going through donut wars this morning, huh?
That's right. Evidently, at 7 in the morning on Friday, it's pretty crowded at Chipley.
Okay.
So we were shopping. We have a birthday at our court, too, so I went and got some donuts.
Okay, so some. How many is some?
A dozen, which isn't very costly, but getting half a dozen of those jalapeno sausage kolaches. That's expensive.
Okay, so you didn't actually do donuts. You did kolaches.
I did both. I did a dozen donuts and half a dozen kolaches, and it cost $18, and it wasn't the donuts.
Okay, now, so when you do the donut thing and you tell them you want a dozen, is it like dealer's choice and you let them pick them, or did you actually?
I already was told glaze.
So that's it. Glaze, you didn't. Because, I mean, we always try to do that when people bring us, I think we got some donuts here this week because we were kind enough. It always appears that things with sprinkles or things with pink icing are the last ones to go for some reason. Or cherry icing or something like that.
I wonder why that is.
Exactly. Do you need me to get you another pair of headphones?
All right.
He's just over here messing with it. Well, apparently he's got some headphones that aren't very good, and that's why I said they're $8 headphones. So
here, I can go grab him some headphones.
If you could do that, that'd be wonderful because it's your birthday, so she's going to go get some of those for you. And wait, he gets good headphones. Look, those are the professional headphones.
I'm jealous.
Kevin used to be a disc jockey a long time ago. We all used to be disc jockeys, but there you go. I mean. You never got to use anything like that in Breckenridge at the radio station, did you?
No, I did not.
Okay, so anyway, we'll have you put those on. So anyway, Jay in a little bit early this morning. We don't get to play Jethro Trivia this morning because it's something that we've already done. But while we were talking, we're okay, good, thank you. While we were talking, we were discussing Judge Spillane being in here. How long have you been in Bryan College Station?
Since 94, so about 18 years.
Yeah, but you don't talk like you're from around here.
No, I was born in San Antonio. My parents moved when I was one to St. Louis.
All right.
I was raised in St. Louis.
But that a boy?
Yeah, but he
native Texan.
But he didn't go to college around here. No, where'd you go to college?
I went to Harvard undergrad. So,
okay,
yeah.
he went to Harvard.
Up northeast.
So now did... anybody else famous in the class with you? Any classmates?
Actually, Conan O'Brien was in my class.
Really?
So, okay. He was there and had red hair back then, too.
He did. So I thought that immediately we would ask you, of course, whenever you think of Harvard, football comes to mind.
Yeah, and championships. We have them just like A&M.
It's very true. Now, I don't know if you were able to see the Ivy League of football poll came out this year, preseason football. And do you know who they picked to win the Ivy League this year?
Not Harvard?
No, they did. They picked Harvard. Well, that's what I mean.
They won the last few years. Yeah.
Listen to him. He's on to this.
We're on NBC Universal. You know, we've made it.
Wow. The very idea of watching 27 white guys out there playing football is amazing to see.
smart white guy.
Did you go to games when you were there?
Went to the games. Yeah. And a lot of people went to the Harvard-Yale game. That was a big game.
Yeah.
And most of the fans weren't paying attention, but they went.
It's a lot of fun. It's a big stadium.
Actually, the Yale Stadium holds like 80,000.
Yeah, it does.
But it's a lot of fun.
When was the last time you went up there for a football game?
Oh, it's been about 6 years or so since I've been up there.
Wow.
So it's been a while.
All right. Well, that's kind of fun.
I can watch on TV now.
So. That's right. It's so easy, and you can do that. So, like, you roll the blanket out and, you know, get out the cardigan sweater and sit down and watch.
Just like Al Gore right here.
All right. So, anyway, you're not here to talk about that, but thank you for sharing with that. So we're going to be talking about people who have been breaking the law, and you're going to give them a break again this year. Huh?
That's right. So, people often think when they get a ticket for a traffic ticket or any type of ticket that if they don't show up, nothing will happen. But actually, in Texas, all traffic cases are criminal cases, and public intoxication, driving under the influence, all those ticket cases, if you don't show up, you'll have a warrant for your arrest. And what we're offering starting Monday is a 2-week warrant amnesty. So if you come to court, take care of your case, I'll waive the $50 warrant fee. And I'm doing it, and the other JP courts are doing it as well. So we're all cooperating with that for 2 weeks.
And then you're not very nice after that.
No. Two days before Halloween,
yeah.
I think the 29th of October, chances are if you didn't come in during the amnesty and you have a warrant, that you will be arrested because there's a warrant roundup for 2 weeks where countywide officers will focus on Class C warrants. And so there's a good chance you could be picked up.
Now, that would be an uncomfortable phone call to have to make. If you want to find out if you do have a warrant, what do you do?
You can call us at 764-3683, and we can let you know. Or direct. Sometimes they're not sure which court, and we can direct you to the right court. But also, you can look at our website, cstx.gov/warrants, and you can see whether you have a warrant, your neighbor has a warrant, you know, your dad has a warrant, you know, whoever has a warrant, you can look it up at any time and check that out.
See, and that's cool because, like, if you don't like your neighbor and they've got a warrant, you tell them, hey, man, I checked you, you're clean. See? You can do that. Now, and also it's all of them, right? I mean, if you have several warrants, and it seems that people do get these in batches sometimes.
Right, right. Each warrant has a $50 warrant fee. We'll waive that. And the most important thing, like you said, is not to be arrested. That's right. A pretty memorable event, and you don't want to have that happen.
No, don't want the kids seeing that. Okay, so now, once again, when are the dates of the amnesty, and then when do y'all get nasty again?
Starting this Monday, October 15th for 2 weeks, and then the warrant roundup starts October 29th.
Okay.
So for 2 weeks now.
There you go. All right. That's Blaine. Thanks, Ed. Appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
What else you have?
Well, may I also suggest that a great gift for the holidays would be paying off your friend or relative's outstanding warrant.
Nothing says I love you.
Yeah. Wow.
It's like they put their life on layaway, and you can take care of that for them for the holidays.
What a guy.
Yeah.
Just
legal.
Do I now?
Certainly is legal.
Does Walmart have, does Hallmark have a card for that, I wonder?
I would think they do. A couple of quick notes.
Yeah.
Starting Monday, we have registration for the annual Jingle Bell Fun Run. That happens on the same day as the BCS Christmas Parade, so you need to be just, you know, brisk enough to stay ahead of the lead float. And then also early voting for the November 6th elections begins on October 22nd.
So if you can run at 3 miles an hour, you should be okay,
you
right?
Should be okay.
Yeah. Okay, but if not, you fall behind. All right, it's Jay Soak from City of College Station. Visit on Fridays on News Talk 1620.